get out of bed and, you know, not even make the bed. Just, well, you know what? Maybe you should make the bed. Why do that in the morning? When I get up at 0:30, that's the last thing I'm thinking about. Trust me. And the better half will remind me later. Hey, you know, you left it kind of, yeah, she's right. But maybe making the bed and starting the day with a small task and moving on. Like, if you get out of bed every day and say, what are you going to do today? Well, I think I'm going to invade Bolivia. Well, the day may go downhill from there because you're probably not going to succeed in that task. But what about starting small and working from there? Let's talk about that right now with the head of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, our good friend, the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I'll tell you, it's kind of a random...
Don't invade Bolivia. Starting off smaller, smaller.
No desire on that.
Yep.
And I just want to say how this kind of came up. I just kind of was randomly going through things, and I just happened to hear about, I guess read about a 2014 commencement address to graduates at the University of Texas, and was by a retired four-star admiral, William H. McRaven, who now is the chancellor of the whole University of Texas system, I might add. And he was a SEAL, 36 years, you know, the Navy SEAL. And
right.
It's just a great, it's just a great speech, if you will. And it's on YouTube. I guess it had 10 million views. Then I picked up the book. But back to the title, Make Your Bed. He talks about when he first got into the SEAL training, how critical it was at the beginning to make sure that you did your bed exactly in a perfect way. Now, I'm not proposing that or anything. But and through the book, he talks about the importance of starting right and completing something that is going to start the day off the right way. And it's one of these quick reads, quick listen to, if you just go to YouTube and listen to him. And but it gives you lessons for life, okay? Things like you can't do it alone in life. Only the size of your heart matters. You know, life's not fair, drive on. And failure can make you stronger. You must dare greatly, okay? Stand up to bullies, rise to the occasion, okay? And never quit. And his point in the whole thing is he uses as a backdrop the training, and that when he started in the SEALs, this is a highly selected group, even to get in there, there's 150.
Very difficult.
And only 33
right.
finish. And he goes through all these examples of all the things that happen to you. And one example he gives is called the sugar cookie. Okay, and this means for you are chosen to... You have to run into the cold Pacific Ocean, okay, and you've got your gear on, and you have to go over them face down in the sand, and you have to be covered with sand, okay? And it's a very, very difficult thing, and you're that way all day. And when he was asking in terms of what he had done wrong, the point is that there doesn't have to be a reason. It's part of the training and part of you learning, you know, that life... you know, isn't fair. And throughout this book, he gives examples, too. Like, he mentions Amoki Martin, who was a top SEAL when he was there, who gets in a bike accident and is paralyzed, the legs down, but he's still able to function, does not relook at things, okay, trying to find why did this happen, you know, this type thing. He talks about an Adam Bates, who a person who lost his legs, and when he went and saw him in the hospital, that he thought that he wasn't listening, but he actually did listen. And then a year later, he saw him dressed sharply in his uniform with prosthetics. And his whole point is not, he doesn't advocate for war, doesn't advocate for any of this type of thing. He's simply talking about, in life, what you have to do to really try to advance and try to make things better, and the kind of the old Churchill, we shall never give up, you know, this
well,
type thing.
You know, and you just mentioned Churchill. I love Churchill as an example because, you know, he had his phrase, he called KBO. He would sign off on the phone. KBO, whenever you talk to somebody, KBO, keep buggering on. And he meant that because he did it in his own life. He failed in so many different ways, Doc, but he succeeded in so many different ways. So did Abraham Lincoln. The greatest heroes that we have of our of either a generation or some would say a century are people who failed massively, but they kept buggering on and they didn't stop and they kept going, and there was no time for a pity party.
Well, and if you even you mentioned Churchill, you know, he lost his job as the head of the Admiralty in World War One after
it was a disaster.
The disaster town went up to the kind of the Ottoman Turks' last great victory.
It was.
So in life, you have to know how to come back. And he gives one kind of example that really is amazing. He was talking to 8,000 students that were graduating mm-hmm. this year. And he mentions that the average person interacts with 10,000 people they meet in a lifetime. He says if each person can change 10 persons, okay, in a lifetime, 10 people, you know, in five generations or 125 years, okay, they will have changed the lives of 800 million people. And then one more generation, and you can change the entire population of the world, you know, 8 million people, 8 billion, excuse me. And it's really a good example about if you, in your life, decide you're going to have an impact on people, and you can just change 10, the changes that can make in the world. And I think that it's a small book. You know, I've been tinkering with a book that written by a dean over at Michigan State University about liberal theory on political education. His name is the dean, actually, Stephen Esquith. And this is the type of book that if you want to get into Kant and Hegel and Mill and Nietzsche and Rawls and Emerson, I mean, these are
the great
things,
philosophers.
Yes, yeah. Great philosophers. But here's the thing. That's something you read a little bit at a time as you go through it. But this is a book that once you pick it up, you really can't put it down. And they're just a lot quotes like if you can't do the little things right, you will never do the big things right. Okay, and in this one, it kind of so inspired me that and I got into this yesterday, by the way. I just happened to be reading. I read the book. I ended up seeing his speech and a number of times. And let me just read a little thing to you that I thought was kind of good. Life is a struggle, and the potential for failure is ever present. But those who live in fear of failure or hardship or embarrassment will never achieve their potential. Without pushing your limits, without occasionally sliding down the rope head first, and there's an example why that is relevant, you know, without daring greatly, you will never know what is truly possible in your life. And without courage, men will be ruled by tyrants and despots. Okay, with it, you can defy and defeat evil. And so it's kind of a lesson, you know, in living. And we're in a world where a lot of people can't deal with conflict, can't deal with defeat. They need safe zones. They need this. Everything offends them, gets them upset. And here we have this great soldier, you know, who was ahead of, he also, by the way, was in charge of the Bin Laden raid. That was under his command when he was in the military. Now here he is, the head of the University of Texas system. So quite a man, quite a person, quite a human being.
I got to see if we can possibly work on getting him on the show. And I think that would be fine. We'll come on. We'll have you on too. You could pepper him with some questions. You're the setup man already. So it actually would be kind of fun. But we'll work on that. William H. McRaven, former Navy SEAL, long time, and now president at the University of Texas system. And make your bed. I mean, it sounds that simple. I'm going to go home and I'm going to look at it today and say, you know, I should have done better at O Dark 30 with that. But I mean, it is right. Small tasks do lead to bigger things. Even on the weekend when you feel like, man, I don't know if I'm going to get anything done. It'd be easier. If you start with one thing, then you say, well, you know what? Now that I've done that, I might be able to get a couple of more. And that's the way it works. Is it more complicated than that? Nah, not really. It just, you change the situation and the setting. But sometimes things that appear simple actually are simple. The place to find the podcast is on the web at drjohnb.com. It'll be up there very shortly. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Dave, always a pleasure, my friend. Remember, if you don't start right, you're not going to end right. So anyway, this is a four-star admiral with a lot of us to teach in a very common sense way.
Absolutely.
So, good chatting with you, my friend.
Remember the name, William H. McRaven. We will try to get him on the show. I don't know how successful we'll be, but we'll give it a right good go.